This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about. You know, we have a teenager who had drunk a large Mountain Dew. He had an energy drink, and he had a McDonald's latte. Now, he had all this within a two-hour period, which, from what we're understanding, seems to be average for these kids these days. Unfortunately for him, what happened to him wasn't average. He actually collapsed at school and died within an hour. So we're going to talk about how caffeine could kill. And from what we understand, he did not have any medical issues. They say 1.2 million teenage deaths can be preventable. There's about 3,000 deaths a day throughout the world of teenagers. Why? What's going on there? I guess an ovary has been able to be 3D printed, and they tried this on a little baby mouse, and the mouse was able to mate and give birth with the new 3D ovary. I could use some new ovaries. I got to tell you, man, my voice, look at this. I mean, do I even sound feminine? You know, I've listened to my voice now. You know, I'll listen to a show every now and then, and I'm like, who is that? And I'm like, that's me? And I used to sound like this, like, hey, well, how y'all doing? And I don't sound like that anymore. And so I think I'm really losing my estrogen. Yeah, I don't sit ladylike. My burps are bad. I don't know where the gas comes from. I have no idea. When I was younger, I never had gas. Now, all of a sudden, geez. You guys have heard it. I burped on air all the time. The other, I try to not let you guys hear. So I got some issues. So I could definitely use a new ovary. All right. Let me see. We have also, I think we talked about vaping and e-cigs linked to bladder cancer. We're going to talk a little bit more about the study and what we found. And then, you know, we want to answer your questions and your comments. Looks like we're having some more issues with hospital errors. One of you had an error done by your medical provider, and you want me to talk about that, although I got to be very, very careful, especially if this is going into something that may be litigious, but you had an issue with one of your doctors that we're going to talk about. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, all right, let's take a look at caffeine, because some of you guys are sipping your cup of joe right now. And we've talked about caffeine quantities of basically average drinks. You know, so, for example, a cup of coffee can very easily have about 90 milligrams of caffeine. Yet an energy drink has 80. Yet we hear in the news all the time that these energy drinks, unfortunately, put kids at risk for arrhythmias and, you know, cardiac arrest. You're like, but I don't get it. The energy drink has less caffeine than coffee. We've talked about why. We've talked about how energy drinks are chugged because they're room temperature or cold. So people will slam those down. And that may just be just too much caffeine as opposed to a nice sipping of your cup of joe. It's hot. So it takes you maybe an hour to drink your coffee. Well, this boy here, Davis Allen Cripe, he's a South Carolina high school student. Apparently, within a two-hour period, he had this large Mountain Dew, an energy drink, and a cafe latte from McDonald's. Now, I don't know why he felt the need to drink that much caffeine. All right, that does concern me. I mean, that's, so did he get something on the way to school? Then was he thirsty? So then he drank an energy drink because it was there and handy. And then did he swing by McDonald's? I mean, maybe the Mountain Dew was at home. So I don't know. Maybe he drank the Mountain Dew to wake up. Then on the way to school, got a latte and then, slammed an energy drink. That should not be toxic amounts of caffeine. So toxic amounts of caffeine is between 150 milligrams to 200 milligrams per kilogram body weight. So basically, if you're a 70 kilogram adult, so about maybe 160 pounds, we're talking toxic caffeine dose is 10,000 milligrams. You see what I mean? Okay, 10 grams of caffeine is toxic. We're talking 10,000 milligrams. When I added up what he possibly drank, we're only looking at 320 milligrams. So not that much. I put 80 milligrams for the caffeine, the can. About maybe 100 milligrams caffeine for the large Mountain Dew. I guess Mountain Dew contains about 54 milligrams per 12 fluid ounce. So if he had a larger one, I'd say maybe a 20-ounce drink, about 100 milligrams caffeine with that. And then the latte, the McDonald's latte contains 142 milligrams of caffeine. So when you add it all together, we got approximately 320 milligrams of caffeine. Now, one of you asked me about headaches, which I'm going to be talking about in a little bit. What I take for my headaches is like an Excedrin migraine. Well, Excedrin migraines have about 65 milligrams of caffeine. So imagine adding one of those to a coffee, to a latte. I mean, if that could put a kid into a cardiac arrest or an arrhythmia, we really need to be, a lot more cognizant and a lot more aware of what we're doing. So what we think happened is it's not the caffeine that killed, or the caffeine was toxic. Is what it was is it must have induced some sort of cardiac arrhythmia. Now, again, I don't know what his current medical problems are. The latest report I heard is he didn't have any underlying medical issues. The coroner said he drank too much caffeine, probably for his heart, probably interrupted the electrical conductivity, caused him to have an abnormal rhythm. Without an abnormal rhythm, the heart can't beat properly. Also, caffeine causes vasoconstriction. So we've heard of caffeine causing heart attacks because it decreases blood flow to the heart. So researchers in Barcelona in 2014 also found some evidence to that. So I wrote an article on what contains what caffeine. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. But so tragic, this boy didn't have to die. 1-877-DrDahlia. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you that are really, really grateful that your hospitals have blood, if God forbid you or your family members or friends are in an accident and need the blood, I want you to thank your local American Red Cross, your local United Blood Services, your local One Blood, your local blood bank, because they work tirelessly every day to make sure there is blood. And we may be also thanking the NFL pretty soon, because it appears that the NFL is going to ask some of their players to see if they would help raise awareness for blood donation during the My Cause, My Cleats week, during week 13. So many of the NFL teams are going to be asking their players when they choose a cause if some will choose blood donation. So very, 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 very cool. I've been a huge fan of the NFL, as you know. I just love watching football. And, you know, true, my team are the Cowboys. Any of these teams, right, that help us out with blood donation by wearing a cleat that raises awareness. Well, there's a few ideas I have for the cleat, okay? So, first of all, I thought, okay, I like sparklies. I like glitter. So I would love to have these men, all right, you know, and these the cheerleaders too, but I would really, really love to have the men wear a nice, bright red, right, cleat, okay? And, you know, if it's all sparkly or shiny, but, you know, it doesn't even have to be glitter. It could be chrome-looking. That could be pretty damn cool, a chrome cleat. Also, we have a logo my son helped me make. It's on my Facebook and Twitter. We also have a logo of a blood drop that has, you know, the, you know, American flag on it. So we could put that on the cleat. That could look pretty, pretty good. In terms of the New England Patriots, they're going to have to show a different show of support. Okay. With them, I'm going to need Tom Brady involved. And rather than him, you know, maybe wearing a cleat for the cause of blood donation, I'm going to ask him to wear a Speedo. And this Speedo will have to be, you know, approved by me. I'll have to fly down there and make sure that the Speedo is properly fitting and, you know, completely, promotes the cause to the best of its ability. Other than that, honestly, I think the NFL is awesome to even consider helping us with this. So we'll see which players take the cause. For those of you that do follow NFL and follow certain players, please, if you don't mind, send them a tweet saying support National Blood Donation Week during My Cause, My Cleats and support blood donation. Because honestly, it saves lives and nobody has to spend any money. That's the best part. I donated blood. Have you guys donated blood recently? We'll talk about how easy it is. And you get free cookies. And you get free juice. You get free water bottles. And you want to know what? It's kind of entertaining. You just get to sit there and you get to shoot the breeze. You know, and you're like, hey, buddy, what's up? And then everybody's talking. You're like, hey, what's going on? You're like, hey, it's pretty good. So it's pretty, pretty good stuff. Okay? And you know what? You make friends. We're going to be talking about bullying. Apparently, one in every five middle and high school student has complained of being bullied at school, and they say the number of reports of sexual assault on college campuses has more than tripled over the past decade. This is ridiculous, according to a federal study released Tuesday, May 16th. According to Lauren Musu-Gillette, one of the authors of the report by the National Center for Educational Statistics and the Justice Department, she says there are areas of concern in terms of bullying and rates of victimization being high. We are seeing a long-term decline, but we still want people to be paying attention to areas where rates are still high. Now, the good news is overall, the presence of bullying has been declining. 21% of students aged 12 to 18 reported being bullied in 2015, the report found, which is below the international average. Now, for those of you guys that may not agree, bullying is a public health issue. And we are finding that kids that are bullied may be more inclined to turn to drugs, turn to eating disorders, turn to, you know, unfortunately, a variety of, you know, bad behaviors, acting out, etc. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever talked to you guys about my bullying. You know, I went to 12 different schools. Because I, you know, my dad liked to gamble and, you know, we were poor and, you know, so we would go from apartment to apartment, or if we did get into a house and we were able to, I don't know what happened. Maybe we didn't pay the rent. I don't know. I was a kid. Nobody really told me. But I ended up going to 12 different schools. And being the new kid in a school is difficult. But add on top of that, being a dork, okay, you know, you're just, you know, prime target, you know, for being picked on. And luckily for me, because I was a dork, I was a humorous dork. And so, you know, I would try to go, okay, you know what, I'm going to try to look cool. Now, again, we were poor, so a lot of my clothes came from a grocery store. You know, I remember my mom needed to buy me tennis shoes, so there was these real ugly red things on sale at, I believe, Fry's Food Store or Alpha Beta. I don't remember. This is in, you know, Scottsdale. Phoenix, I mean. And so, I, you know, obviously they looked really, really dorky, especially since I had this purple dress So I'm wearing red shoes with purple dress, and that's in the 80s. So that was ridiculous even for the 80s standard, right? Anyway. And there were a lot of things. And I don't want to blame just because I was poor, just because I was the new kid. You know, for me, I wasn't the typical, you know, gorgeous little girl that could fit in with the whole cheerleading crowd, okay? I liked making funnies. And I walked around with googly eyes, you know, cracking jokes. Now, for some of the kids, it worked out really, really good. And in fact, it kind of saved me from bullying. And it saved me from a lot of bullying because, you know, you make somebody laugh, they like you. Okay, was I the most popular? Oh, hell no. But I was able to gain popularity by being funny. So once I could, you know, start, you know, dropping some zingers in class, you know, interrupting the class, making the teacher mad, and making some good jokes, it worked for me. But, you know, going through, you know, so many schools, man, I got my share of bullying. Hell, it's crazy stuff. I remember one person called saying they were my mother's gynecologist and that they were concerned about my mom's health and had to ask me about my periods. Well, I just started my periods. I was, what, middle school, maybe early high school. And so I'm like, well, I don't know. And so she asked me questions about my period and I answered them. And I found out that it was somebody, it was an older kid from high school that pretended to be my mom's doctor. And I was scared to death because, oh my God, my mom has something wrong and they want to know about me. And I fell for that. I mean, you know, the bullying was really, really bad. So I cried and I called up my friends and they were like, you know, why would you sit there and tell anybody about it? Because I'm stupid. I'm a dork. And I thought my mom was dying. And blah, blah. So anyway, I mean, you know, some people were really, really rude. You know, when my father died, my younger brother, you know, got picked on at school. I don't know what they told him specifically, but it had to do with my dad being 6 feet under. I mean, you know, so people are rude. Kids are stupid. Kids are really, really dumb. And unfortunately, this really messes on people's psyche. Now, unfortunately, if you are gay, lesbian, or bisexual, the bullying is worse. They say 34% of students who identified as LGBT complained of bullying compared to 19% who are identified as heterosexual. And, you know, why do kids harass? Why do they feel the need to, you know, elevate themselves at the risk of somebody else? Well, again, this goes back to the animal instinct. This is the way that people want to become the alpha male or become the alpha female. You know, putting somebody else down, stepping on them to elevate yourself, you know, a show of aggression. Okay, bullying is a show of aggression. You can't in school anymore now, you know, push and punch. So they're going to do it verbally. And when other kids see somebody aggressive, they start to take heed back down a little bit. So, again, kids are animals. This is all a part of the animal kingdom. I mean, I see the cats. I got 4 cats and I got a dog. Okay, and the cats bully the dog. They push the dog away, trying to be alpha male. Alpha here, even the females, right? Trying to get to the food first. And I'm like, are you guys kidding me? Okay, first you guys eat too much. And really, I mean, the dog can eat any of you. So go ahead and eat, get all fat because the dog's going to just eat you. But even animals do that. So these kids are basically, what they're doing is they are instinctively, you know, animalistically trying to, show aggression and knock other people down. The problem with that is you have other people with long-lasting scars. And, you know, what do we do? How do we deal with bullying? Well, we tell our kids that these other kids are stupid, that these other kids, what they think don't mean nothing, you know, blow it off. But they can't because that's their world. That's their environment. That's their circle. So we'll talk more about this, but it's a shame. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Blake, who has to listen to my show every single day. Poor guy. He's trying like, oh my gosh. Oh, this stinks. Hopefully he's got Netflix on his phone or something. Okay, Karen writes, and this is a very concerning email. She said, I had a chest x-ray at my doctor's office, and it was red as normal last year when I had it done. Let me shut down some of the volume on the computer. I apologize. Okay. She said, when I came in last week for my routine physical, the nurse asked if I ever followed up on the x-ray. I said, what? She said, and she said there was a spot. She goes, I have a new doctor as the last one left. You never get the same provider at the clinic. And he said he wants to do a CT scan and make sure I don't have cancer. Okay, so you see what she's saying? She's saying she had a chest x-ray the year before with one doctor. Hey, doctor told her it was good. Here, a year later, she walks in, and the nurse is like, did you ever follow up? She goes to the new, and since she doesn't get the same doctor, the new doctor goes, we got to do a CAT scan to make sure you don't have cancer. She writes, I'm a smoker, but light only one half pack a day at the most. I'm so scared. So, this is not good. This is not good. But, okay, let me first say, a spot on a chest x-ray does not necessarily mean cancer. Okay, now, if you do smoke, that's some scary stuff. Okay, you know, if you're a smoker, I assume, it's kind of bad, but, you know, if I'm your doctor, I'm going to assume you have lung cancer until I prove that you don't. Or any sort of cancer. Just because, you know, smoking is really, really bad. And we've even found that even one little baby cigarette could cause cells to become cancerous. But Karen, I'd like to know a little bit more about you. And, you know, please, guys, you can always call in. I know a lot of people are very nervous about calling in. Or you guys listen to my show late at night when I'm on during the mornings. But, you know, I'd like to know a little bit more. My number, of course, here is 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. But this is how it needs to be handled, okay? So a year has passed. You had a spot on your x-ray. It was red as normal. Now, my guess is if it was red as normal as a preliminary read, I had an x-ray in my office. I had an x-ray machine when I practiced because my husband's a chiropractor, and I loved being able to look at the x-rays. I hated sending the x-ray out to a radiologist and then not being able to see the film. So I would shoot, I would have the x-ray shot in my office. I would look at the film, then send it to a radiologist for there to be a read. So I could look. I could see if I see a mass. I could see if I see a pneumonia. If I see a rib fracture. If I see a pneumothorax or anything else I was looking for. Remember, I was an ER doc. So for me, I like to see my own films. Then the x-ray would shoot out to the radiologist. Sometimes the radiologist would read it right away. Sometimes it would take them a week. Sometimes a month. Right? Depending on their issues. If I was really, really concerned about that x-ray, I would be standing there by the phone going, somebody read this sucker now. But if I looked at the x-ray and it looked good, I would say, all right, you know, send it to the radiologist. We would pay radiologists to read the x-ray because it's their time. It's their liability. So there would be a charge per x-ray for their read. So we would pay for the read. Insurance doesn't pay us for the radiology read per se. The insurance will pay for the x-ray maybe, but that's something that I wanted to pay because I'm not a radiologist. So in addition to what I think the x-ray shows, I wanted to have specifically a report from a radiologist, okay? Plus, a lot of other doctors want that. Let's say you're going to have surgery, and you're going to have an operation. So, you know, many of them want a chest x-ray read by a board-certified radiologist. So for me, it was just standard practice. I'd shoot the x-ray, would look at the x-ray, I'd examine it, and then I would get the radiologist. So it was kind of a double do, okay? Have I ever had radiologists miss things? Absolutely. I've seen radiologists miss tumors on an arm. I've seen radiologists miss lymphomas, miss lung cancer. It's rare, but because I have gotten so much practice reading x-rays, plus when you know the patient, you kind of know what to look for. You know, I'm like, look, you know, I heard the lung sounded a little different on the right than the left. When you look for something, you could find it. As opposed to a radiologist who's looking at these x-ray after x-ray after x-ray and doesn't really get to see the patient. So, you know, in their defense, they don't get to have the patient many times right there. So, me, I've known you for years, I'll know what to look for. And because I have all your x-rays from years previously, I could look and go, something's looking different. Now, where this gets very vulnerable, where there is a very, shall we say, where there could be I don't want to call it a leak, but where there could be a problem is, let's say you have staff, and the staff's job is supposed to make sure that when the x-ray reports come in, they mark it off on the log, and they make sure that the medical provider sees each x-ray. So in our office, per se, again, when we were paper charts, all x-rays get pulled, the log gets completed, anything missing on the log that we did not get from the radiologist, contact the radiologist office, say, look, We sent this x-ray out on Mary Smith. We need her report right away because it's the only one on the log that we haven't gotten. I sign off on each and every x-ray, or the provider does. We've seen the x-ray. We know the x-ray came back normal, etc. Some offices, however, may have an issue, and every office does, okay, where a staff person might not be that diligent, such that somebody's x-ray might not have gotten transferred to the radiologist, or the radiologist might not have read it, or the report might have come in but never made it to the medical provider. So I don't know what happened in Karen's case, but it sounds like some ball got dropped, all right, in that clinic, such that a report was there, not seen by a medical provider, that could have later then had a CAT scan or a follow-up test done. Now there's, quote-unquote, a spot on an x-ray. What do we do? Well, the first thing we do, and if you do smoke, I would recommend a CAT scan. So it sounds like they're doing the right thing. They're going to do a CAT scan. A lot of these spots could be little scar tissue, little granulomas. I had a spot on my chest that had to, with the double D's, it was, no wonder it was missed. But anyway, no, I had a spot on my CAT scan. I had to have it followed up. They had to make sure it wasn't lung cancer. It was fine because I don't smoke, so they didn't know what it was. Maybe it was, you know, a scar tissue from an old lung infection. They don't know, but it was fine. So spots can be fine. So Karen, please let me know. Write us back. Let us know what happened. But the next proper step would be a CAT scan. And I would say the next step is we got to get you off smoking. Okay? I mean, you know, this scare is something that nobody should have to go through. Okay? And you know what? Even if the chest x-ray was normal, and let's say that spot turns out to be nothing, you're still at risk for lung cancer. You're at high risk for lung cancer, even at a half pack a day. So, we'll see what happens with the CAT scan. If, God forbid, you do have something, okay, hopefully they can knock it out of the ballpark. Okay, a lot of these, quote-unquote, lung cancers are slow growing, all right? But, if it was, let's say, a mass, I doubt it would have been read as normal a year ago, which is why I think that you're in good shape. It's just, it's a shame that this happened to you. And, you know, having the year pass makes anybody nervous. So please let us know. I got to tell you guys, this is what I would recommend you all do. Anytime you have a test done, don't wait for the medical clinic, okay, to call you. You call. You guys have to take it on yourselves where you call a week or two later and say, I want the official report. Even, you know, a lot of medical offices charge 60 cents a page. Pay the 60 cents. Say, look, I had a CAT scan, or I had a chest x-ray, or I had a pelvic ultrasound, or I had a blood test. I would like to come in and pick up the results and make yourselves a notebook of all your results. If you had a prostate blood test, if you had a thyroid ultrasound, and a week or 2 weeks later, go directly to the medical office and get that copy. This way, you have the results. You could always take it to another provider, and it's worth the 60 cents a page. Then something like this doesn't happen. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I love red meat. I love red meat. Well, now we're being told that eating steak increases your chances of dying from 9 major diseases. Scientists looked at the eating habits of 536,000 men and women for 16 years. And they say those who ate the most red meat are 26% more at risk of disease-related death. They say roast beef and lamb, not good. Raises risk of cancer, Alzheimer's, heart disease, diabetes. They say beef, lamb, and pork also increase your susceptibility of stroke, infections, kidney, liver, and lung disease. Yet white meat may reverse the damage. Those who frequently consume chicken or fish are 25% less likely to die from various diseases than those who rarely eat the white meat. Researchers from the National Cancer Institute in Maryland tracked the eating habits of 536,000 men and women between the ages of 50 to 71 for 16 years. They recorded how much meat the participants consumed, including processed and unprocessed red and white meat, as well as their fish intake. They say the results were in the BMJ, the British Medical Journal, and revealed that people who ate the most red meat were 26% more likely to die of the various diseases. The scientists added that iron, which is present in animal meat, may contribute to the risk of dying from cancer or heart disease. They say the results show increased risk of all cause mortality and death due to 9 different causes associated with both processed and unprocessed meat. All right, so one, it could also be the nitrates and the nitrites that are added to the meat during the curing process to make sure that they are preserved, last longer, taste better, etc. Some investigators think that the nitrates from vegetable sources may have potential benefits, particularly for cardiovascular health, but nitrite from drinking water and processed meat has been associated with increased risk of cancer, especially colon cancer. For me, I've had to cut back on meat because of uric acid. When I had a uric acid kidney stone when I was 19 years old, you know, the doctor was like, you know, you're supposed to be a 45-year-old man getting this. You're not supposed to be a 19-year-old girl. And what ended up happening was I guess I didn't drink a lot of water. Genetically, I had higher uric acid because of, you know, other family members who had gout. And so I made a uric acid kidney stone, which is very pretty, by the way. And so I was told you got to stay away from meat, you know. Now, I was told, rather than red meat, stay away from the chickens, the chicken and then the turkey. So that could be worse for me. But Western diets full of meat, especially red meat, put you at risk for gout. And a study from Harvard Medical School looked at Western diet and gout. And gout is a form of arthritis that affects, unfortunately, a lot of us, where you wake up with a painful toe or a painful knee, etc. And if you eat a lot of sugar, drink a lot of sugary drinks, drink a lot of alcohol, processed meats, that could be an issue. Yet, if you eat fruits, vegetables, nuts, cherries, right, that seems to help prevent gout. And so people with poor diets, unfortunately, are more at risk for gout. And I think gout is, being uric acid, it's probably inflammatory. And so, when they talk about the triple whammy of having diabetes, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure for heart disease, I also wonder if uric acid and gout should be a part of that. Because I notice men with gout, especially men with gout, also have high blood pressure, also have high cholesterol, also are, you know, more prone to diabetes. So, you know, should you get your uric acid checked for poops and giggles? Problem is even if you have gout, your uric acid level may be normal. The fact that the gout, you know, precipitates, or, you know, and these crystals precipitate in the joint, many times when that happens, your gout, your uric acid levels could be normal, if not even low. So just testing uric acid isn't enough. What I recommend is, one is we could look at it in the urine. You know, when I had a kidney stone, one thing they do is they have you do a 24-hour urine test to see, and this is something I've ordered on my patients, we do a 24-hour urine test to see what you excrete more of. Do you excrete more calcium, uric acid, cysteine, you know, calcium oxalate? What are you excreting in the urine? Because that would tell us what your kidneys have to deal with more often. And so for me, uric acid was through the roof, even though my blood level uric acid is normal. So that's how we know that my kidneys have to deal with uric acid. Now, one way to fight off kidney stones is drinking a lot of fluid, water especially. So I recommend for any of you concerned about heart disease, concerned about cancer, etc., first thing, drink a lot of water. You know, why not? Especially if you don't have heart issues yet. You know, drink a lot of water. Those of you with congestive heart failure, we got to be careful with the water. But drink water. Doesn't hurt. And then number two, you know, don't be eating, you know, so much red meat or processed foods. You know, try to be as more natural as possible. Okay? Try to get more. Anytime you could substitute a salad, okay, you know, for processed meat. And some of you will say, well, look, if I go to a restaurant, I'll get a salad, but I'll get their chicken. Yeah, but their chicken could be processed. You know, some of their chicken tastes really, really good in restaurants. Well, why? Is it loaded with butter? Is it loaded with preservatives? You know, and all of us want to get Alzheimer's, diabetes, stroke, etc. And see, Alzheimer's, what bothers me is I wonder if there's chemicals in the food that travel up to the brain. So it's scary stuff. Sorry about that, especially for those of us that are planning to have a steak tonight for dinner. A 3D printed ovary allows an infertile mouse to mate and give birth. Not that we need our ovaries technically to mate. Those of us that have had hysterectomies, we sure, you know, get the horny hormones and, you know, we'll still, you know, want to have sex. However, can't, you know, become pregnant without ovaries. And I guess this 3D printed ovary allowed a mouse to mate and go on to give birth to two baby pups of her own, according to new research published in Nature Communications. The 3D printed bioprosthetic ovary, as it's termed, which is, quote, according to CNN, the holy grail of bioengineering for regenerative medicine, according to Teresa Woodruff, a reproductive scientist. She said the long-term goal for this is cancer patients. She hopes this new research, a collaboration with other scientists, including Ramil Shah, who's an assistant professor of materials science and engineering at McCormick School of Engineering, will result in a way to restore fertility in women who underwent life-preserving cancer treatments. So apparently, ovaries are kind of one of those juicier organs, not as juicy as a pancreas, but it's an organ that has to be able to make eggs or hold on to eggs and shoot eggs out when it gets a hormone signal, okay? But it also needs to produce hormones. So they need to release an egg once a month, and they need to produce hormones. So you got this little follicle. The follicle contains a single egg surrounded by cells that make the hormones, like the estrogen or the progesterone, etc. So the with hormonal influences, the little oocyte, the female egg, moves from the inside to the outside, moves into the fallopian tube, then that's where it gets fertilized. So in order for an artificial ovary to be functional, we need to, quote, facilitate ovulation. So they made a 3D printed structure, okay, they had follicles made out of hydrogels, which was 99% water with a little polymer to give it strength. So that endowed the scaffolding. And then the follicles had a space to grow, space for blood vessels to infiltrate the scaffold. And then, once seeded with the follicles, the structure was transplanted to the mice whose ovaries had been removed. The follicles matured and the mice ovulated. After mating, the eggs were fertilized and they gave birth to at least two baby puppies. Well, they call them little puppy mouse pups. So these, it must have been able to receive hormonal control. And this 3D printing being able to now be, you know, be able to, the technology be used for an ovary, that means we're working on juicier and juicier organs. So I'm pretty excited about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-VALLEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.